Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Welcome to Unregimented. Again, did it.
Welcome.
It's number three, I think.
Going by fast.
I'm Chris.
This is Aaron. Say hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, I have a drop from the last one that I could have played to make fun of you, and I didn't. That's my fault.
Plenty of time to make fun of Rob.
Everyone likes to.
Oh, I don't even think I don't think I even have the technology to even load it up right now. I left it upstairs. My fault. But we are live from AsthmaCore Studios. Got to get every plug in we can.
Yep.
Thank you to everybody who's listened to everything so far. It's been hundreds of you. We can actually say that it is. If you add up all the numbers, we've been heard hundreds of times.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Metalhead Offensive. Those guys got their own thing going, but they've jumped on board with us and they believe in what we're doing. Thank you to those guys. They are at The Metal Podcast on Twitter. Thank you for listening to The Weedsman Podcast. It's another show we have on the network. We're talking to a few more people. We got a couple more shows in the works, but just look us up on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. It's much better than trying to give you every single web address or link over the air because it's boring and nobody's writing this shit down anyway.
Nope.
So just a big thank you to everybody so far as listened.
Absolutely.
And if you like it, you got to tell somebody. You got to share it. The phrase I've come up with so far is like, listen, and share.
Hey, tell somebody even if you don't like it.
Yeah. Hey, if you don't like it, make sure you say the names correctly. But that's how this is. That's all we got right now. You know, this is all coming out of our pockets. We don't have no fancy advertising or any big ad campaign, nothing like that. It's all about if you like it, tell somebody. Please and thank you.
Yes.
With that being said,
how are you guys doing this week?
I'm good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm enjoying the weather. It's nice.
I'm a little frustrated.
Why is that?
What's going on?
Well, I got this Mackie mixer here in front of me. It's a little different. I mean, it's going back a little bit.
We're rolling old school technology-wise this week.
A little bit of a step back. We're still able to capture it digitally, but yeah, we're just going all through one analog mixer right now. Had a bit of a sound card failure, but hey, that thing lasted me 10 years. What type of technology, even cars, do you get 10 years worth out of these
days?
You get
your money's worth out of that car.
Yeah. I would buy new parts for it, but I don't believe the company is still around even.
What company?
Emu or Creative Audio. You might have used a Creative Audio sound card before for gaming and stuff for surround sound.
Yeah, like Creative Labs.
Creative Labs, yeah, same company. Yeah, so I don't think their Emu division is around anymore. But they actually go back. There's Emu samplers and keyboards, especially they were really popular in a lot of different forms of hip hop music. Good product. It died today, I think. Finally,
did a good service,
man.
Though.
Oh, I got my $350 worth every cent. I will miss it dearly. You guys don't understand this, but I was really attached to that sound card.
Have a moment of silence for the sound card, please.
I'm a little emotional today.
Hey, it's like a fallen brother.
We've been through a lot together. But other than that, you know, we're doing good. Huh? We're sounding the same. We still got our mics working and everything.
Yeah, it sounds so real good.
No, this is like technology I worked with, you know, when I was on radio 12 years ago.
I like the condoms. I like them. They look nice.
We're talking about things people can't see, so that's great. Radio right there.
No. Rob is just randomly is like, I like the condoms.
I like them.
That's the opposite opinion of most males there, son.
They're fun. They make you, you know, feel bigger.
No, we have brightly little foam.
Anyway.
Yeah, we have brightly colored foam tips on our microphones now, is what Rob is really referring to.
So what's new out there? I don't know what you guys have seen. Probably, Rob, I know you keep up with movies. You and I have similar taste in movies. You went and saw the new Spider-Man?
Yes.
The second one? Yeah.
Yeah, the second one. It was
the second one is my favorite of the original trilogy, or the last trilogy.
Are we going right into, like, nerd talk?
Oh, yeah.
Right off the bat again?
Let's just get this out of the way.
Last one was the Batman talk show. We're gonna do Spider-Man talk show.
I got a couple nerdy points to hit real quick. We'll hit them and then move on. Thumbs up on the second Spider-Man.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't say it was great.
Is it? I wasn't a big fan of the last one. Do you think it's a progression from the last?
No, I'd say it's right about the same. Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably going to enjoy it just as little.
Yeah.
What I am looking forward to, I know you're looking forward to as well, as the Batman Superman movie. You see the new logo and the...
Yeah, the new title.
The title. What do you think of the title? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Well, I mean, if they're trying to build a way to like Justice League, to make the Justice League movie.
Oh, sure.
That's definitely a good start.
I don't... the point of contention for me was the Versus.
Right.
And you have a long-running series of Superman, Batman, you know, a long-running team-up. And yeah, sure, they've been at each other in the past, but mostly they work well together. So what's this Versus stuff all about?
And again, we
go back to... You and I have talked about this before. We got to determine
who
has to lose in this battle. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, you, sir, in the Planet Fitness shirt.
Who's that? Go.
From the people who know what a vagina feels like. What's the title of a movie?
Rob doesn't because he wears condoms.
That's right, baby.
What's the title of the
movie?
Save
sex.
Batman versus Superman, yep. Dawn of Justice.
Okay, now that... Just by telling me that, everything you just said now makes sense.
Does it now?
Yes, yeah. I could see how...
Yeah, you're right. I was assuming that everybody would have seen this by now. But yeah, Batman... It's contrary title. You have Batman versus Superman, and then an allusion to the Justice League.
Yes.
Which is them...
Dawn,
being a team.
Right.
I don't know.
So there should be some sort of truce.
No, what it is whatever studio that is just opened themselves up to like 12 fucking franchises.
Well, you know where they're recording this, or where they're recording. You know where they're filming. All of this.
Where?
Right here in Detroit.
Nice.
Well, probably mostly Pontiac. It says production. Well, this is what I'm looking at here on Geek.
Well, I knew that. I thought you meant like all of the movies. I was... Never mind.
Edit. Just real quick, another thing in the comic book vein, comic book superhero movies vein, there's been a lot of talk about an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of stuff on it.
Right.
Lord, what the fuck is Ant-Man?
Ant-Man. Oh, okay. So let's back up a little bit. So Ant-Man, he is actually an original Avenger, Goliath. He can make himself grow really big, and then he can make himself grow small.
And then Apache
Chief. Hank Pym. He's Dr. Hank Pym. And he's had many monikers, and he's been with the Avengers, I think, since the very beginning, if not in the first dozen issues, I believe. But long running Avengers. This is sort of they're building up movies to support the Avengers movies. But Ant-Man. The response that you had is what I'm sure most people: who the fuck is Ant-Man?
Right.
And then again, why would we want to make a movie about Ant-Man? Well, it kind of made sense. Originally, when do you know who was supposed to do it?
Director
Edgar Wright. You know
Edgar Wright.
You know who Edgar Wright is?
Isn't he involved with? He's involved with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Shaun of the Dead, yeah. Hot Fuzz, The World's End. So that's the person.
He's the guy who directs all those movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's the director of all those movies.
Oh, look at me coming out of left.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Nerd points over there.
Oh yeah.
Fantastic director. Fantastic movies. If you haven't seen them, if you thought that they just look too ridiculous movies, or like another scary movie type of like retarded, no, they're way beyond that.
No, I love those guys. Every movie they've done,
those guys are brilliant.
Great.
Oh yeah.
And so I think the hopes are lost for the Ant-Man movie because he's pulled out.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Not Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So anybody, all 12 of you out there who are really excited for the Ant-Man movie, you can cry yourselves to sleep tonight.
Well, you have to
know that
happen. You have to hope all 12 people are actually listening to this podcast.
They will. They'll find it. They'll be searching on the internet for Ant-Man stuff. They'll find it.
Name this episode's going to be Ant-Man, just to be a dick.
And of course, the new X-Men movie was out, which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard really good reviews about. The big thing, yes.
Can I get into a tangent real quick here? It's X-Men related.
Yeah. Let's talk about X-Men.
The commercial that you're always like, why the fuck do they hook up? I figured it out today.
Why the fuck do they hook up?
The commercial where it's got the three mutants and they're in the school, and the one guy gets really big, and the chick has the bird fly against the window.
Yeah, they have retarded powers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they hook up, and the guy with the cool powers leaves.
Well, because they were the... But the point of the commercial was that the guy with the cool powers, the two end up hooking up because they're like, well, we're not getting in. This guy's getting in. And the guy with the cool powers stays behind with the teacher in the school. And they're just like, well, fuck it. Let's go have sex because we're not getting in.
What the hell are you
to the X-Men school?
What was the commercial for?
Yeah,
was it for like Axe body spray or something?
Yes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, his whole thing was, why do they hook up? And I just...
If you haven't seen the commercial, it's, no. They've got three new recruits. They tell him to display their powers. One is making his head very large for some reason. The other is summoning a bird or something like that. That's the chick who summons a bird. And the last one, like, just shoots...
She's summoning animals, and only one bird comes and it flies into the window.
Right, okay. And then the other guy has some power that allows him to blow through the door.
Okay.
Or the wall or something, and it's
obvious he's going to get in.
And I'm thinking that I'm missing something here, but I'm not actually, because it goes straight from there to those two looking at each other and making out.
No, she's like, hey, you won't.
I can't figure out why she wants.
Hey, want to hook up or something like that.
Okay, you see, maybe there's a line set somewhere in there, but I mean, it's real quick to just like, I can't understand why she goes immediately to want to hook up with the guy who can make his head really big.
That doesn't make any sense.
Regardless of the fact that there was a guy with actual cool powers there.
Right.
Who is a whore?
Because she's a slut.
By the way.
That's why.
I think you're pulling it into perspective now. Well, also, speaking of X-Men, did you see the guy who made his own Wolverine claws?
No.
Did you guys see this? You haven't seen it?
Mm-mm.
I bet.
Oh, have you seen it?
Okay, number one, I bet he's single.
Okay.
I bet no wife or girlfriend is anywhere near
this
story.
This guy has gotten a lot of shit over this, because like everyone's... Same thing. He's got too much time on his hands. If you actually watch the whole video, he makes these amazing claws that have their own little housing, and they are pneumatically controlled to go back and forth. A little controller. He's got a pack on his back that feeds the system, and he can make them both pop out just by squeezing his hands.
Wow.
And they're fucking on.
Hope there's a vagina attachment to this thing.
Oh my God.
I'm sure he's made plenty. No, he's already got like a robot Psylocke in his closet.
Nice.
I'm sure that was first priority.
I don't even know
second.
What that is. Was that a joke two people get?
Yeah.
X-Men fans will get it.
Yep.
Yeah, and he also made magnetic boots that allowed him to walk on the ceiling.
Also made magnetic boots.
To mimic Magneto's powers.
Make yourself a robot girlfriend while you're at it, buddy. Yeah,
okay.
What the fuck?
The nerd jokes were flying all over the place. The guy was getting ripped apart. But all I could think of is, this is an amazing feat of engineering that this guy did. He made this thing out of scratch. I mean, yeah, sure, the idea for Wolverine's claws have been out forever, but it's not practical. He made ones that actually
were
awesome.
Yeah, were they functional?
They would pop out and they could cut things. They were not made of adamantium.
That's my next question.
Awesome. I'm just going to head you off of the past.
Did you find a fake cartoon metal to make him out?
No. Yeah. He didn't cut through the garage. Or anything.
Don't crush my dreams.
It kind of turned into a weird Gallagher skit after that, because he was just chopping up fruit.
Nice. He's chopping up the watermelons.
But I thought it was a feat of engineering and technology. I say hats off to that guy. Speaking of...
Here's hats off to that guy who will be masturbating for a while.
Speaking of technology, have you guys heard about the new Google phone, or the proposed Google phone that they're not really confirming, but the technologies out there.
No, oh boy.
Okay, so I love this story because it's awesome technology that you can't find a practical use for yet. Google poised to produce 3D imaging tablet. Or maybe it's just a tablet. I'm sure they're going to do this for phones too, though. This is in the on the BBC's website. What this thing does is it uses infrared to judge distance, kind of like sonar. It's like a visual sonar, basically. Okay. And it gets an image of the room that you're in, or the area that you're in. My first response was, so what?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do with that?
Internet porn is going to the next level.
It was proposed that... I think you're onto something there. But it was proposed that...
Every great technology gets exploited by pornography eventually.
Mm-hmm. It would help Google's mapping technology, Google Maps, to be more accurate.
Map the back of her head.
I heard a radio story about it. I wish I could remember what...
Killing me.
I wish I could remember what I was listening to, but they said that a phone or a tablet could, you know, image the room that you're in and know where you're pointing the device.
Right.
And so the example that he saw it was a rabbit that was jumping around on the furniture, like you could see the rabbit only if you held up the phone to the right area, so you had to like find the rabbit with the phone, and you could watch him like jump off your furniture and jump onto the TV and shit.
That's crazy.
But yeah, again, completely fucking useless technology.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure there's going to be an app that's like, you know, make a nude girl appear on your desk.
Yes.
You know, that's going to be the thing. You just hold your phone
finally
up. You see a picture of your room.
Whoa.
And then just like a nude girl like plopped on your desk.
Damn right. About damn time.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's going to change the world of blackmail, as if Photoshop didn't already.
When can I hook the flashlight up to my iPad?
But if it's
that's
like
the bottom line.
That
that's
easy.
My question. Exactly. Rob's nodding his head. Damn right. That's a damn,
I agree.
That's a great idea.
We've talked about Google quite a bit and how much of a fan I am of them. So I believe that they'll come up with some cool way. They've got a lot of cool people that work for them. The other big thing that Google, the reason that they're in the news is because of more stories about net neutrality, about, well, we currently don't have net neutrality. Currently live in a world where the majority of the ISPs, the internet service providers, charge for traffic. They charge Netflix, for example. They charge Netflix for access, high bandwidth access, so that they can get their product to their customers. And net neutrality is a concept saying that the internet should be free. That these are like freeways for commerce.
Right.
You know, they should be open access. Everybody should be able to use these to help grow ideas and help grow everything, help grow technology. Google's actually siding with Netflix on this, interestingly. Oh. And Google, you know, most people don't think of them as an ISP, an internet service provider, but they actually are laying their own fiber optic line in cities. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that.
That's been a long-term project that's
still going on. Yeah, we were talking
about
this. I think it was yesterday we were having this discussion.
Yeah, and what they do is, I wish I could remember which city it was. Oh, Kansas City. It's Kansas City.
You're saying it's in like Portland, Denver.
But the one that the initial city they started out with that's currently has it is Kansas City. It's basically, they went in with laid fiber optic cable, wired it up so that they could distribute Wi-Fi throughout the city for free.
Wow.
Which is a great idea for any city,
yeah,
to distribute it that. And
I think what Google is doing is, because they're doing this, what's you say? It's like nice.
Well, wait, yeah, because back up just 1 second, though, because I got to lead you into that. Because my thing was, as much as I like Google and believe that they are an altruistic company, what's their vested interest in siding with Netflix on this? And giving them, because they sided with Netflix on the net neutrality issue, they offered them their fiber optic lines, access to them for free with no restrictions,
right,
no bandwidth restrictions. So what's their incentive in this? And I started looking more and more into the expansion of the fiber optic cables that Google's laying down. And yeah, that's when you chimed in with
like, because they're trying to make it more like a utility by providing it to cities, because the main fight against net neutrality is to get the internet reclassified as a utility, because then government can't touch it. The FCC can't get involved.
Now it makes sense.
If it's considered a utility.
Wow.
Yes.
Right.
So Google is trying to lay this groundwork in these cities by providing it free to these cities, treat it like a utility, trying to show, my guess is to show how that model will work.
Right.
And hey, go Google.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's crazy.
I think, I agree with that notion, by the way. I don't know how you feel about this, but
no, I think it should be a great idea.
It's such an important resource, and the way it can develop communities, develop businesses, especially small businesses.
Right.
And large businesses, just increased communication is good all the way around for any city or any place. It should be available, if not free, at least at a reasonable rate, like we pay for our electricity and everything, and not have to have somebody controlling it,
right?
Deciding who gets more or less bandwidth.
That's
whether
crazy.
Whether you're on the downloading end or the uploading end.
That should definitely.
That's what net neutrality really is all about. If we haven't gone over this completely before, is that it's about an even playing field. There's no gatekeeper for the internet. Or at least there shouldn't be, like there is now. Currently, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, they decide, they charge a premium to Netflix so that Netflix has good streaming service. But, you know, it's interesting because Netflix's opinion on this is they went ahead and paid it because they got a business to run and they have to get, and the majority of people are on these ISPs that, you know, the ones that we listed already.
There are shows to binge on, damn it, that, you know.
Yeah, so they went ahead and they paid the, what they feel now is basically an extortion fee to get the high bandwidth, and almost immediately,
It's like crossing a bridge, it's like going to Canada.
Hold on. Yeah. They when they paid, almost immediately the problems were solved. Their bandwidth issues went away
The American way? A big check clears everything up?
It was an artificial bottlenecking of information in order to extort more money out of them.
Like electronic Chris Christie?
A number of companies, including Google and Yahoo, that signed, well, I don't know what you would call it. It wasn't really a petition, per se, but they signed a letter to Congress hoping that they will help to reinstate, that the FCC can reinstate laws for net neutrality. And the company that was strangely absent from that was Apple. They received the letter, but did not reply in any way. They were silent on the issue.
That's weird.
I thought it was weird, too, because they're not an internet service provider.
Right.
They are a major content provider.
Right.
Right. So, again, what's their incentive on this? And, you know, so you've got iTunes that distributes music and video and everything else. You've got, Beats had already had a music distribution service of their own that they were working on that, and they're probably going to become part of Apple now. Interesting. Well,
does Apple TV have any of its own content, or is it just a hub?
It doesn't have any original content that I'm aware of, but it is just a hub. But it's still, you know, they have a vested interest in easy access to and cheap access to the internet the same way Netflix would. Why wouldn't they have a dog in the fight? You think they would? Right.
Yeah. You'd think they want a big part.
Yeah. And even
maybe they're cooking some shit up in their crazy laboratories in Cupertino.
Listen, we've created the internet out of thin air.
You know, we got the ultranet.
Yeah,
we got new internet. We got some shit you never heard of
anywhere.
I don't know. Yeah,
even Steve Wozniak was quoted as being in favor of net neutrality and really concerned about where Apple's going as a company. We've heard about the Beats. We talked about the Beats acquisition, which is a possibility still. It's not set in stone yet, but it's probably going to happen. But they've, when researching that, I came across information that they've hired people from other companies, mostly fashion forward companies. It was Yves Saint Laurent. What was it? Somebody else that was very like design minded company. So seems like Apple's a little too concerned about the look and not the content,
right?
Which seems to be the way that they're going anyway. And I just don't know if I'd ever, like, if I had to shell out my own money, would I ever buy an Apple device? I don't think that. Increasingly, the chorus is no. More and more these days. Not only because of their technology, but the more I find out about the company.
Right.
I'm fine with the tablet and the phone, but I just can't seem to pull the trigger on the laptop. That just seems incredibly expensive.
Yeah,
to do the same thing that the laptop I have
does now. If I was a traveling anything, basically, if I was on the road as much as you were, I would get a Mac.
But I don't use my computer all the time on the road. I use someone else's computer all the time on the road. So I use my tablet for, like, my personal use on the road is mostly my tablet. Traveling,
man.
Right on. All right. So what else is up? There's some crazy shit going on in sports lately.
Oh my god.
Well, just as far as the things in sports have made it beyond the sports page lately.
That's interesting.
Ryan Williams is reading them at the top of the newscast.
I'm sure there's plenty to talk about still in just normal day-to-day sports, but the stories lately have been the sports stories that directly affect the issues of our day.
Kind
of
like, you know, talking about racism.
If you wanted to wrap up what America today, you could do it in the sports page.
Yeah,
all your major issues are there.
Race playing big issue lately.
The only thing you don't have is, like, you know, somebody getting an abortion.
Right.
There's nobody getting an abortion in the NBA, are there?
Nobody in the NBA is getting an abortion, thank God.
Not that you're hearing about.
Yeah. I'm sure there's probably been a few paid off.
The way some of them play, maybe.
But yeah, I mean, racism is a huge thing going on right now. I mean, and the NBA has pretty much set a standard for tolerance in sports, you know, towards, like, race. I mean, you look at with the whole thing thing with Donald Sterling and the LA Clippers.
Double standard. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we talked about that.
You're going to be seeing a lot more other sports, they're saying out there now, the professional level, are going to be, you know, fixing racial problems. And, you
really?
Know, America's so, eyes, like,
okay.
So apparently, you know,
is
the,
that, wait, is that, you think that's something that's actually the silver lining in this whole issue is that we're actually going to root out the old racist coots that are at the top echelon?
No, yeah. They're just all
I mean, you
die.
Look at all the owners. There's not a lot of black owners in any professional level. I mean, there are a
so,
few.
So we're going but, to some sort of quota system.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to settle something
affirmative action, if we
control.
Dare say that.
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
Never been a fan of quota systems.
Yeah.
They don't tend to produce results.
Because put it this way, if you are a minority and there's a quota system in place, aren't you always going to have that thing in the back of your head is like, did I get this because of merit or did I get this because
maybe.
They had to fill a quota? Mm. And I don't know if I'd be cool with that.
Would that thought cross my mind? Probably. Would I let it govern anything in my life?
Some,
no, probably, right. Probably yeah. not.
Some
probably
people
not.
Might.
Well,
sure.
I mean, I
might.
Think a lot of people, know. You know,
this,
for some
in general,
reason,
though,
are real
this is
insensitive. You know what I mean? Like, I think the American population has become way too sensitive about the topic
yeah,
I mean,
and way too concerned
too sensitive
with
about race.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, America is a melting pot, and I mean, people are you know should be coming a norm by now. I mean,
well, I think the response that we're hearing from most of this is general disgust from the population. There's much less
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I haven't really heard too many Donald Sterling cheerleaders out there.
No.
If any.
No. But in the past, there was much more, not a supporter, but the type of person would say, like, he's old. He's just going to die soon. Just right. Let it go. You know, no, I don't think we have to let this go anymore.
No.
You know, this is, I think everybody should feel perfectly adequate to stand up and say, hey, what you said was a load of bullshit when you hear that type of stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, just taking on, like, you know, other sports. I mean, like the name of the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's a point that I've brought up. Everybody all okay. of a sudden, and I'm not saying it's bad to have, all of a sudden everybody's got this hero conscience, and all of a sudden there's this moral outrage against people like Donald Sterling, which there should be, but you know what? The Washington Redskins still exist, so why don't we calm the fuck down, and well, let's actually solve problems.
Are these two being, is this... A cause and effect that you're presenting?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what it
because
is
of the
much,
Donald Sterling
yeah, there's a lot of things
controversy,
yeah.
I think this is a little too far. Again, this is something that and I agree on, I believe. Sure, there's racism out there,
right.
But come on. Let's get things into perspective. What is it really changing?
Right. What yeah. is it really changing?
That's the question.
I guess I mean, maybe it's just because I don't listen to the right channels, but I don't hear Native Americans in a clamor about the name Redskins. I hear guilt-ridden white people in a yeah. clamor about the Washington Redskins.
Exactly.
No, but there is. Every year, there always is. There's still, and I'd say for about the last 10 years, there is. Every football season, there is pushback.
There's some pushback for you.
That's some pushback.
There's pushback against the Redskins, and there should be. I mean, that's like having a team called the Washington N-Words. I mean, if you really think it is.
Right.
You know, the Cleveland Crackers.
I mean,
you know
okay.
that ain't happening.
Well, there are the Cleveland Indians, and they're trying to change that, too.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that's not,
can we, like, Indians, I don't understand why they'd want to change that, because I call them Native Americans, not because I'm PC, but because that's just factually correct.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not Indians. Well, can we get
yeah,
over
they're
this?
Not Indians. They're not Indians. They're not Braves.
Native Americans, you're not Indians.
Yeah.
White people. Native Americans are not Indians.
People from India are Indians.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and you still have
and
the Atlanta.
Columbus, not as smart as you think.
Right.
And you still have the Atlanta.
Moving on. There's
you
your
still
history
have the Atlanta Braves.
The
right, the Atlanta Braves.
Sure.
I mean, what are they going to go after? Boston Celtics? The Irish?
Yeah, the Irish going to get pissed
yeah.
off. Well, no, but I think, too,
hey,
I mean,
know,
if we're going to
I'm Irish. I'm personally offended about all these people getting drunk on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I agree.
Not really, but I could
I
be outraged.
No, but my point is, too, it's not so much about don't make such of a big deal out of it. It's let's, if we're going to all of a sudden get all indignant about everything and have this greater moral conscience, then, hey, then let's take care of the big, giant
Elephant.
Yeah, let's take care of the elephants in the room, so to speak. Yep. Let's take care of the obvious oversights right away.
Okay.
A team that has a racial epithet as their name, like the Redskins. Let's handle that first.
So, right. So you're saying...
Let's once again, an 80-year-old rich white guy is racist. No right. fucking shit. And we're going to take his business away, but we're going to still let the Washington Redskins exist. Where the where are our priorities is okay. my whole right. point.
I can see your point of view definitely on this then, because I kind of thought of it as a so what issue, but you're right. It represents a frame of mind. It represents and hopefully a sea change.
Yeah, it would mm-hmm. be nice to see change.
Something.
Hey, you want truth in advertising too? We call them the Washington Criminals
or the Capitals,
like the old hockey team or the hockey team that does it.
By the way, that was SEA change, sea change, like sea a sweeping change. Change.
Right, a sea change,
not like. Like an SEE change.
No, or SEA. No, I meant, yeah, I know.
No,
I said
SEA. Mine okay. was mine's
you're talking
SEA.
About a C.
A sea change. This is a term. Like a when you have change that sweeps over something.
Didn't something happen with Mark? Didn't some crazy shit go on with your boy Mark
Cuban in an interview?
Mark Cuban?
Yeah, wait, he's pretty much.
Here's my turn now. Who's Mark Cuban?
He's
the owner of the Denver or the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes. He owns a basketball team in Texas.
Rich off internet money and bought the Mavericks.
He's an outspoken billionaire.
Yep, and he's young.
That's some internet poker.
He's on. Yep. You ever watch Shark Tank?
Internet poker.
He's on the Shark Tank.
Never even met her.
But he did an interview recently because they
he's
were
a guy on Shark Tank who
that.
Loves everybody, who likes right. everything.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he was quoted. There's a big quote out there right now that he said was, "If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night and I'm walking on the other side of the street, and if on the other side of the street there's a guy with has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back on the other side of the street." And the list goes on about stereotypes that we all live up to and we are all fearful of.
So he's afraid of young black people,
right?
And he's afraid of
skinheads,
tattoos.
Yeah, I mean people with tattoos. Yeah,
this is pretty specific.
Right.
It's like you know, if I walk to the other side of the street and there's a guy with a bald head and a face tattoo, and then
tattoos everywhere,
and then I walk across the other block and I see a woman with red hair and a sundress, I'm gonna walk to the other side of the street, and if I see a midget, god damn it.
Yeah,
like is he just listing off his phobias? And why
I mean the biggest thing is that people are picking up on it is the hoodie part.
Yeah, he's getting shit
because of the Trayvon Martin issue that should have been.
And what I think is,
but his quote was in direct response to something.
Yeah, the Donald Sterling stereotypes. And
so he was referencing Trayvon Martin without coming out and saying it.
Well, that's what people are like coming up with in their mind.
Okay.
That, you know, and I think that's what he was referencing, and he apologized for this.
And what I think is shit about
that doesn't
the whole
mean that
situation.
He did something wrong. It means right. that enough pressure was put on him to apologize publicly.
And the people that are giving him shit are they've only heard the first half of that statement.
Right.
That's what pisses me off about it. They didn't hear the part where he talks about, well, if there's a white guy with bald head and face tattoos, I'm walking. They didn't hear that part. They just heard the first part, and
they only heard what they wanted to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That bothers me because it's a giant collection of retards.
I think one of the biggest problems with. Okay, not one of the biggest problems. Scratch that. Don't, you know, actually cut this part right here. I did not say one of the biggest problems. One of the things that annoys me about racism is when you feel like there's people who feel like they or their ancestors or their people, quote unquote, were oppressors, and they go overboard in trying to make up for it. That's what some of this reeks of to me.
Right.
They are so guilt-ridden for their own racist thoughts or their father's or grandfather's racist thoughts or acts, maybe even, that they go overboard in trying to say, oh, point out who is.
Whoops, sorry.
They go overboard in trying to point out who actually is the racist so they can show their outrage. And when they show their outrage, they are showing the world.
Right. Like, hey, look at me.
I am not racist.
I'm not racist. Look at me.
You know? Is that like the person
kind of like what Rob was, I think that's what Rob was trying to do when he was exclaiming that he was, how much he loved condoms earlier.
Yeah, sexual you're protection.
Like,
man.
You're like, I love condoms, and by proclaiming my love for condoms, all girls would think that I'm a sensitive and caring man who is understanding of their needs.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but yeah, I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
Well, three white guys sitting around talking about race.
Yep.
Next subject.
Yeah.
There can't be more racism in the sports world, is there?
Well, not right now.
Not right now. No, that was enough for 1 week.
Yeah, that was the two, you know, a couple points that are popping up right now.
What else is going on out there in sports? Anything?
The World Cup is coming to Brazil. And, you know, right now, I guess in Rio and, you know, all about, you know, the area of Brazil, the people are protesting because apparently quite a few people have died while working on the stadiums.
Yeah.
In preparation for the events.
There's a lot of problems over there. In addition to that story, you and I watched a Vice story about, wasn't that about Brazil and their preparations for the Olympics? So they were sweeping through with, I mean, what would you call them? It was an extermination cruise, basically.
Right.
I mean, I've never been there. I've only seen like the one Vice story about that subject, but certainly the way that Vice set it up is that this was just an extermination crew. Like, find the guys causing the trouble, causing the petty crime on the street, carrying guns, pushing drugs, running in gangs, take them out to a remote place. Yeah. End of story. Like, you never heard of, never heard from again.
It's got to be scary there. And, you know, with the World Cup coming to there, you know, people are freaking out.
And it seems like, I mean,
it's just crazy.
It's spaced out. You guys are talking about soccer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. World Cup.
Did I say Olympics?
No.
I said World Cup.
No, you were on.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you were on.
World Series of Poker?
For some reason, I started thinking the Olympics, and I got them confused.
Gold. World Cup.
The Gold Cup?
Gold Cup.
And that golf.
Because those are only two sports.
That's sailing.
The Olympics in general and soccer, where I see other people from other nations playing.
Mm-hmm. People in soccer.
What?
I don't know what I just said. people loving them soccers.
People in them soccer.
People in them soccer.
Hey, you know how much Tom Hanks loved that soccer ball? I'm pretty sure.
I always wondered if there was like a hole in Wilson nobody knew about.
I'm pretty sure they had a non-consensual relationship that Wilson was less than thrilled about.
There was a hole in the bottom of Wilson.
I saw the movie and I'm pretty sure they implied that. Didn't Wilson like kind of go down on him for a second?
Right.
Oh, probably. Like, oh,
well, that could have happened.
I'm never going to watch that movie again the same. Oh, I'm sorry, Wilson.
I don't see the big deal, actually. Nice vacation on a deserted island. I could take my own teeth out for that kind of relaxation anyway. That's a nice trade-off.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Solitude. But that'd be nice.
I'm sure that whole rock scene, you know what I'm talking about, where he puts a rock in his mouth and bashes his tooth out because it's driving him nuts.
That is crazy.
Have you guys ever had a toothache that intense? It makes you want to rip it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When a tooth hurts you in a severe way, it feels like a wedge is being driven in between the two hemispheres of your brain, and like physically, like your head is being split in two. And yeah, I considered it.
Yeah.
I considered it. I had the pliers in hand and considered it.
Wow.
I didn't have insurance.
Okay.
But you know, it all worked out. Eventually got insurance and let the doctor rip it out.
You see, this week the president took a walk.
Where'd he go?
No, he gave the slip, supposedly, to the slip. There's the something slip. Nobody says anymore. I gave him the slip.
Gave him a little slip.
Sounds like a sexual move. I gave her the slip.
I don't think. First of all,
you think this was all planned? You think this was a big?
There's a long tradition, even going back to fables. There's a famous story actually that I'm trying to think of that involves. But there's always some like royalty somewhere that would dress in normal garb and go and wander the market and be amongst the people secretly. This is an age-old story. I'm not buying it out of Barrio. They want to give him a little too slick of a profile there, I think.
Yeah, what is he, 007?
Come on. Trying to make him,
like, does he have gave him a slip.
He's got like a bat cave or something that he shot out of.
The elevator.
Or like, you know, I imagine him like hiding behind the curtain. How the fuck do you hide from the Secret Service in the White House?
That's their sole job.
As protect, the president.
Protect the president.
Well, let's see.
By the way, I would come back. If I did, I would come back and I would fucking fire everyone. The whole lot of them.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? I got.
Hey, guess what?
You're fired and you're fired and you're fired and you're fired.
I'm back.
Because I just fucking left and I started wandering around the fucking mall.
Yeah. I was standing outside the gate for 2 hours.
All five of you, go find the fucking vice president.
Yeah.
You're not on my duty anymore.
Get the other guys over here.
Go find Biden.
Yeah.
I got the article here from MSNBC. I'm trying to read here how what...
Well, yeah, you got some specifics on this one?
He said it was good to be out. He said the bear is loose. I'm going to guess the bear is his Secret Service name.
The bear is loose.
Or nickname for his cock.
The bear is on the move.
The bear is loose.
Bury the bear.
Right? When they found out he was gone, they're like, the bear is shitting in the woods. I repeat, the bear is shitting in the woods.
Yeah. He's asking a vendor. How's business? He asked a vendor. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
What up, Mario? You suck as a president.
He handed out official White House candy to 2 little girls. Number one, what? Official White House candy.
Official White House candy.
And listen to that sentence. He handed out official White House candy to 2 little girls.
Mm.
Where's Chris Hansen?
Yeah.
Hey, little girl, down. You want some candy? Barry, I'm the president.
This makes a great story and a much better headline than 8 snipers watch president through scopes as he wanders the streets of Washington.
Right.
That's my opinion of it.
Hey, America, freedom, peace, hope, and charity. One enthusiastic man yelled from a distance when he spots the president. That guy's a plant right there. Yell all of these key words.
Yeah, bullshit. They had their...
America, love, freedom.
The Secret Service had their eyes on him the whole time.
Well, this story says nothing about...
Why do we want to put out these stories where we make believe that...
I guess he didn't give him the slip because it's...
Crazy and
this
following.
Picture, he's surrounded by like 4 dudes in black suits. So,
that's gotta back be, up.
Yeah, that's me. That's,
back up.
Yeah, that's me talking off the cuff.
All right.
Way to prep. Good job.
Good job.
All right. Well,
you debunked yourself.
I take back everything I said, and it really was just a transparent plea to seem normal.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Barack.
Okay. Here's another thing I wanted. We were talking about this before, and the mics were rolling. Missouri execution halted by Supreme Court justice after appeals court back and forth. No, what the fuck was the original headline? Let's read the original headline. Missouri execution halted hours before lethal injection due to inmate's medical condition. What are they worried about?
Yeah,
that's my question.
What are you worried about?
Is this guy not up to his execution? Not feeling well?
Kind of got a scratch.
Not gonna be able to die today, buddy.
Yeah.
You got an owie? You're not feeling well?
You're not up to getting your
lethal injection? I don't understand.
Yeah, you're supposed to die.
I think I missed something here. What?
Missouri execution halted hours before lethal injection due to inmate's medical condition.
What was his medical condition?
Who cares?
Right. Who cares?
That is
that's what I was waiting for. I thought.
He said, is he not feeling up to dying today?
Yeah. You got a touch of the cold.
Got to make sure he's stable before we inject him.
We can't rob the American people of their justice by letting him die of natural causes. Not after we foot the bill for his for sheltering this guy for the last however many years.
Now that makes sense.
We demand satisfaction, goddammit. You're going to die on our terms and by our own money.
Let an infection take you out. Fuck you.
Yeah.
We're going to revive you.
Fucking doctors in there on his chest, like pumping on it. Like, don't you go on me. Today you're going out tomorrow like we planned.
Why are we concerned with this? I don't understand. I don't.
Because they didn't want to hear the warden say, man, really? He died before I could kill him? Murphy's Law.
I don't know. That's just one of those what the fuck kind of moments. Yeah. I'm worried about.
Oh, you want a what the fuck kind of moment? Listen to this. Organic cat litter, chief suspect in nuclear waste accident.
Okay. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm reading
you
this on
me
the...
You had organic cat litter?
This is all coming in on the fly. In February, a 55-gallon drum of radioactive waste burst open inside America's only nuclear dump, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant in New Mexico. Now investigators believe the cause may have been a pet store purchase gone bad. I'm reading this from, this is on the NPR website. It was the wrong kitty litter. This is James.
What?
James.
That's our actual answer?
Wow. He should know he's a geochemist in Richland, Washington.
Is this the onion?
Wow. Oh, it's apparently really good at absorbing radioactive material. Well, I mean, it's good at absorbing everything, so I imagine. But yeah, it allows them to...
Cat,
I guess,
poop, radiation, what you got?
You know, this makes sense. This is a way for them to basically dispose of what is probably essentially mostly liquid, I guess. because I mean, how else would the cat litter absorb it? It's like I don't want to believe that this is the same stuff, that it looks like a Ninja Turtles cartoon when they crack open this thing. Like, it's going to be glowing green ooze that looks like the Gak stuff that you got that you would make fake farts with or something. But maybe that's exactly what's going on
here. The steel canister with the radioactive thing on it.
Right, yeah. So, but yeah, apparently they got the wrong cat litter, and it caused a reaction that caused it to burst and leak. So score one more for nuclear power. Superior as it may be, it's never going to catch on.
Talk about another important issue in the world today. Keeping it classy here in Unregimented. Fraternity suspended for pouring hot sauce on pledges' genitals.
What?
From... Oh, it's from the Detroit Free Press.
This is a local or no? Local to
Oh,
us.
No, I'm sorry. This is from USA Today via the Detroit Free Press.
Oh, okay, yeah.
A University of Tennessee fraternity has been suspended after students admitted to hazing that involved paddling and pouring hot sauce on the pledges' genitals. University officials launched an investigation into the UT chapter of Alpha Pi Alpha after receiving a complaint from a concerned parent. God damn it!
What hot sauce? It's important. I'm kind of a connoisseur.
Franks. Put that UT shit on everything. Say the fraternity.
I don't know if I would be mad about that or not. I mean, because Franks is cheap shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry if I offended the makers or enjoyers of Franks Red Hot, but come on.
Yeah.
It's like vinegar. That's all it is. Vinegar.
You just make that face that's scrunched up.
Yeah. I like a little bit more flavor. So, yeah, I mean, Franks, that's good for the genitals.
Yeah. Just dump a bunch of Franks.
Good for
on
the
them.
Franks. Yeah. I'd like to believe it was Franks.
Get the green Franks, it'll be cooler
if
on
they
the
use
genitals.
If they use the Cholula on them, I'd be like, oh, what a waste.
Yeah.
What about Sriracha?
Sriracha.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a waste too, but you get so much of it in that bottle, you can spare a little for your genitals.
Just a couple swishes. You know?
Oh man, I made said Rob, you didn't get to have any. I think there's a little bit left. I made fajitas the other day, and I love spicy food, and I love jalapenos. And I was like, well, I'm just gonna put jalapenos right into the fajitas, you know. So I chopped up the jalapenos, seeds and all.
Okay.
Made basically a hot sauce in there that was just so intense.
Oh.
And we couldn't handle it on our own. Like, I resorted to just holding milk in my mouth for a good like minute. It was getting warm.
I
felt like it was turning into yogurt in my mouth.
My asshole was on fire.
Yeah, so you probably don't want to try that. We put some sour cream on it. They went down much better. They were delicious, but so hot. I mean,
probably
would have
been super painful on your genitals.
Oh.
Yes.
Fajitas on your genitals.
Oh, no, the hot sauce and the
that
fajitas.
That fraternity would be expelled permanently. They used my hot sauce. That man would have third-degree burns.
You guys are glossing over the fact that this person's parents...
He told his mom and dad that they got hot sauce dumped.
It's a, first
why,
of all,
why? Because you had
college.
To explain the rash when your mother bathed you?
This is
What
the whole fuck?
First of all, yeah, this is a college. Anybody here is a grown adult. Or at least...
No. No.
The law says they are an adult.
I think that law has to change. Can we need to raise everything, whatever you can do at 18, let's go back up to 21. Whatever you can do at 21, let's say 25. Yeah.
25.
Yeah. People are not maturing at the same rate as they used to.
They're getting dumber.
100 years ago, if your parents left you alone when you were like 10 years old, you could probably survive.
Oh,
you watched
sure.
your parents survive your whole life. You got a whole decade under your belt of watching your father cut wood and heat stuff and prepare food. My 10-year-old, if he was left on his own, 2 weeks tops. He would not be able to feed himself. No way.
2 days. Right. 2 weeks.
He'd probably do something dumbass like electrocute himself.
Not speaking to your parenting skills, I'm speaking to society.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I guess I was imagining him being completely on his own, like, you know, zombie apocalypse or something.
Oh, shit.
What else could we talk? We got like 10 more minutes and we can wrap this one up.
Do we? I got an hour 10 from when we started recording, but we had a good 10 minutes of BS.
Hey, do you want to be a robot or?
I want
to
be a
robot. Who wants to be a robot?
You.
I haven't found any singularity instances on the horizon just yet.
Come on, someone's had to say or do something stupid.
There's a story in Wired, everything science knows about hangovers and how to cure them.
Water and weed. Two W's.
Lots of grease.
Really? Some weed and an omelet.
Smoke a bowl, yeah, bottle of water. Be all right.
And some Gatorade. Yeah. I go for Gatorade and omelet.
All right, here's something I want. And you know what? I notice this shit all the time. And maybe I'm going to rant. And maybe you guys can help me on this rant.
Maybe.
This has nothing. Maybe, yeah. People who know me. Yeah, maybe. I see this all the time. And I remembered to write it down one day because it shit bothers me so much.
What is it?
The decline of just general consideration all around, you know, as a species. Just people are generally now, they are in their own world. They have no idea what's going on beyond. They're in their own little bubble. The world ends at the tip of their nose. It's starting to drive me insane, and I notice it all the time. Like, for example, I think the incident that had me write this down, I'm coming back from lunch at work, or I'm going to work, something. I'm just driving. I'm trying to go to the parking garage where I work. It's a little side street, but it's off of a main road in downtown area. Guy just jumps right in the middle of the street. Just all of a sudden, I'm on the sidewalk. Now I want to be in the street.
Whoa.
Just walks.
Right. He decides he's just going to cross.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your job to look out for him.
Doesn't even look. Like, that's it. Just makes the one sideways move, the one sweeping move, and now I'm in the street. Dude, I am in like a... This thing is at least one ton. I'm in a big, giant piece of moving metal machinery that is at least one ton.
Right.
I would win. The end.
Easily, yeah.
It doesn't matter if, you know... It would be my fault, but if this guy decides to make this decision 2 feet in front of my car, bam, the end. But also, that's one incident, but I just in general, I see it all the time. But people are driving when I'm at the airport.
Yeah, but the guy who puts himself in peril just by not being aware of his surroundings, how do you get your trust of other people like that? Like, I am so aware of what's going on when I'm near cars. Yeah. But yeah, sure. He's so in his own world that he doesn't even register that a car might actually be using the street while he's trying to cross it. But how do you get your trust of other people like that? Because I don't trust people driving, walking.
Trust. That's upsetting. And I'm not.
Well, clearly there's a trust. He's walking out into traffic. He's trusting that if there's cars coming, they're going to see him.
No, it's not paying attention. And that's the example I use. But I'm using it in general. Like when I see things like people at the airport or people in line, and they don't. What ties into this too is people like generally now in line. They have no concept of there are people behind them.
Right.
You know, they're sitting there, they're taking their sweet, super sweet time. Like, when I was in Vegas, I was talking to somebody while I was in Vegas, and people will just stop. People have no concept that there are other people around. They'll be in the middle of they'll be walking down a sidewalk. Clearly, these sidewalks are filled with people. Dozens of people, if not hundreds, going one way. It's like two-lane traffic on a sidewalk. People just stop, and you'll almost just run into them. They have no concept. Everybody now is just so sealed off in their own little bubble is my whole point. Yeah. Whether it's the guy hopping into the middle of the street not realizing I'm like 50 feet away from him, or somebody stopping in the middle of the sidewalk, whether it's somebody in line not realizing, hey, there's 30 fucking people behind you. Can you make a decision and move?
Right.
You know, everybody's just in, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to do it at my own pace.
Right.
Everybody is in this mindset that the world is moving at their pace. That's not how things
There's a side work. Of there's a side of this that I can sympathize with. I guess this is the distinction that I was trying to make. The side that I can sympathize with, as far as like just wanting to be in your own world. You know, there are times where you put your headphones on, you don't want to be bothered, you're doing your own thing, and hopefully you're not doing anything that's bothering anybody else, holding anybody up. You know, but it does happen from time to time when you're just all up in your head. But the other side of this is what I was mentioning. Trust is the reason when I'm out in public and like going on a bus, going in my car, just crossing the street, I'm completely aware of what's going around me because I do not trust anybody else. I don't trust other drivers to look out for my safety or anybody else to.
Yeah, so people don't care anymore.
So I'm constantly aware of my surroundings in that respect. And that's where I really don't understand. It's one thing to be self-involved, to be in your bubble, but to be so closed off that you've let your guard down to your average idiot just making a simple mistake and not seeing you in time to brake or whatever the case may be. How do you just let your guard down that much so that you can be taken out by random accidents like this?
See, but I don't think it's letting their guard down. I just think it's they're not paying attention. And it's turned into their guard.
But it's such but to have your guard up is such an instinct for me. And I think that you guys would feel the same way.
Right. Oh,
all the time.
It's instinctual to be aware of what's going going around on around you.
I'm always guarding myself.
You'd be stupid
myself.
To walk around not knowing what's going on around you. Yeah. I mean, what's the point of living?
Yeah, I'm always trying to guard myself against random idiots.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, right.
And on that note, a happy sunshiny, cheerful note.
Yeah. You
know, other people suck, and...
hey.
Keep your guard up all times.
Hey, thanks for listening, and fuck you. That's pretty much what we
got. No, but I think we all, the three of us here, we try and conduct our simple day-to-day lives in ways that aren't going to inconvenience other people around us.
Yeah.
My goal on a daily basis is to not be hassled and to not hassle other people. That's my general number one goal when I wake up every day. Sometimes it happens, it doesn't.
Give me enough space to get my own shit done. And the biggest thing is how out of hand things can get, though, when... Whoa. How out of hand things just got with Rob's asshole.
That was in the lion sack of poop.
You just farted the thought right out of my head.
Fart.
That was me.
That was you?
I will claim that. Yeah.
I don't fart like that, bro.
I can't hear directly.
I saw the look on your face. Looked like you were farting.
He did.
Yeah, because I'm shaking my head because I didn't want to have to hear it. Ass fart. That's why I was shaking my head. What do you think, I'm grimacing from the pain?
No.
You were farting with passion. You're like a fart artisan.
Let me tell you what I thought. I heard it start, and I looked to Rob. I don't know why, just because I was already kind of turned to him, and I see Rob lean back in his chair and kind of shake his head, but not in a way like, oh, man, that feels so good. Like,
really?
You were just like, oh, yeah, the disbelief of farting on air. I thought I was witnessing somebody being really immensely proud of their fart, and I wasn't even looking in the right direction.
You add more class to the show once again.
You are full of class, sir.
The class, as we're calling it right now?
You're full of the class.
And on that note, I guess we should... Wrapping it up on a classy note.
I think
class.
That'll wrap it up. Oh, meeting's over.
Yeah. It was a good meeting.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Peace out.
All dozens of you. The dozens of you.
The dozens. Fellow listeners.
Yeah. Valued listeners.
Valued
so
listeners. Long.
Yep. You've been listening to Unregimented.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for our other podcasts, The Weedsman.
Yep. Metal Offensive.
The Metalhead Offensive.
The to-be-named music podcast.
We did have the boys from Kadra in here. We don't know when the show will be on yet. It's in the works. Sometimes when you try to get a bunch of musicians together, it doesn't happen. So we're still trying to get the band in here to play. And
it's all up in the air now. I mean, we just lost our sound card. So
yeah.
We might be. Yeah. But it'll be up soon.
We'll be all right.
We'll get it sooner than later.
We'll finish the show, but
the
check
Mad
them
Doctor
out.
Will fix it.
I believe it was KadraBand.com and look them up on Facebook and all that stuff. Look everybody up. Look Christopher Media, Facebook.
Find us.
Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter.
Like us.
Please, share thank us. You. Tell people about the show.
Yeah, and if you follow us on Twitter, leave some feedback for us. Let us know what you think.
Definitely.
Cool. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.